Is your podcast diet getting dull? Need a little zest to spice things up? The latest patron-exclusive episode of Retronauts has just the thing for you. 2 solid hours of hot takes, as 4/5 of the regular hosting crew, that's myself, Diamond Fight, Nadia Oxford, and Stuart Jip, get together to rank the classic 2D-style Super Mario games. That is more than 120 minutes of opinions, freakouts about one of the all-time classic franchises. But with 80% of the Retronauts team represented, that gives us a quorum, and then some, which means these rankings are now official word of law. And the full canon of 2D Mario is available exclusively for Retronauts patrons, which means you can get the inside track on absolute truth by heading to patreon.com/retronauts and subscribing to the show at the $5 a month level or higher. Of course, you'll also gain instant access to a 2-year backlog of patron-exclusive episodes, tons of weekly columns and mini podcasts by Diamond Fight, Discord access, and more. So jump on over to patreon.com/retronauts and prepare to descend the big green pipe of madness. It's a spicy meatball of an episode. No, this is not a dream, it's not a hoax, and it's not an imaginary story. This is actually a Retronauts podcast, and we are here to rank Mario games. And if you have suffered through one of our ranking episodes before, you know they are indeed rank. And the way we approach this is to have a list of games that fit a certain criteria. In this case, it's 2D Mario platformers, because there are so many Mario games that we're going to have to spread this out across multiple episodes, as we were just discussing before this episode began. In this case, it's 15 games, beginning with Donkey Kong and going through Super Mario Run, which is, you know, the most recent original Mario platform type game to have come out. And then our question is, how good are these relative to one another? So each of us have ranked privately these games in our own little lists from 1 to 15. And we're going to talk about each of the games for about 5 minutes. Some of them we may only talk about for like 2 minutes because they're not very good, or they are very good and we just don't have anything more to say about them. Some of them we may talk about a little longer, but on average, about 5 minutes. And then we're going to give our numbers and add those up, tally those up. And at the end of this episode, the game that has the smallest total score is the highest ranking game. You know, if a game gets all like first place votes, it's 1 point. So congratulations, you have 4 points. You are the number one game of all time or whatever. So that's how it's going to work. So, you know, you can come into this knowing some of us have biases. Some of us have, I mean, Stuart has Mario Clash as his background. So we clearly know where he's going to come in. The spoiler, the iconoclast. On the other hand, you know, people like me have publicly proclaimed their opinions about Mario games, so there's not a lot of surprises for me, but this is not just my podcast. It's a communal thing. And so the other people here with me on this show are going to, you know, they're going to counterbalance my extremely correct opinions by offering theirs. And so we'll come out to a mix that, you know, hopefully makes everyone angry. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Okay, so there are a few limitations here I would like to mention. These are 2D platform action games starring Mario. Luigi can also show up, but they are not games based on Luigi. New Super Luigi U, not in there. Mm-mm. Mm-hmm. Yoshi's Island, Mario does not figure in as the main character there. That whole lineage is out. Super Princess Peach, nope. We didn't even include Donkey Kong 94 because, one, I kind of forgot about it. But also, as we discussed it a little bit in advance, you know, that kind of spins off into the Mario versus Donkey Kong series. So we're going to kind of group that together as more of a puzzle platformer than a platform action game.
The way I'm thinking about it, if it's okay to chip in here, if we all just collectively agree that it's the best 2D Mario game, then we can just say this is ranking every game under Donkey Kong 94. And I think we can all agree with that. I think I speak for everyone when I say it's definitely the best one. So no objections. Nope.
I might have an objection.
So as you're hearing right now, there are no objections.
No, Nadia, just let the crazy man speak. It's fine. No, that is a very good game, but we didn't want to have to redo our rankings at the last minute. So it gets out of technicality. Yeah, the technicality is that we're lazy.